So, my name is Keith Whitus, and I don't have a call sign. I haven't kept my amateur radio licensing up to date. So, and today I talked about our efforts in developing and teaching to students a course based on the NorCal 40A. So it's a QRP, a low power Morse code only CW radio. I began developing this course back in the year 2000, so it's been over 20 years. First at the University of Kentucky for 10 years, and then I moved to the South Dakota School of Mines. So this radio I developed, and this course based on the radio I developed in 2001, I think was the first time I taught it, and then at Kentucky, and then they continued to teach that course there for a while. And then I moved back to my alma mater, so I got my bachelor's degree from the School of Mines, and so I moved back there, brought that course with me, and the faculty there were enthused about the class and its potential, and decided to have it integrated into their curriculum. But the difference here was that they thought it would make a great required second electronics course for electrical engineering students. So it became part of their curriculum, and it still is. So it's been over 20 years now, and they're teaching that course. So,
marvelous. Is this kit still available?
That kit is difficult to find. Just in the presentation I gave today, somebody said that you can find this kit from Midway Electronics. But otherwise, no. The original supplier was Bob Dyer at Wilderness Radio, and he's no longer selling that radio. So, but it's good news. I have not double checked that you can find this radio at Midway Electronics, but I'm going to do so soon.
Okay, and can you do measurements on the radio as you're building it, and do you have a course that does that?
Yeah, so this course, which I have all the course notes and supplementary instruction to help you build the radio, you can get from me. I'm happy to supply that. Send me an email at kwhites@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to send you everything I have. So that helps you build the radio and dive a bit deeper into electronics maybe than you have before. It's a great class. I've learned a ton from it, and I think students have too. And it can be aggravating at times, electronics is, but learning the troubleshooting skills and I think is a valuable skill set for students to have as well. So
handy to know that if you're an electrical engineer.
Yeah, it is. I've never built anything that worked the first time. It doesn't work that way for me. I never have. And I'm okay with that. But there is a method to troubleshooting, and it's good to develop those skills because you can track errors down. And
especially if you're going to be a professional electrical wizard.
Yes, that's right. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about good troubleshooting skills, and I think that's an important characteristic of an electrical engineer who works in the lab, is that they do have that understanding that building a device is an iterative process, and it takes time, and you don't know all the issues generally going into it for the first time. So it takes time, and that's a natural part of the process, and everyone I know does it that way too. So to think that the first time you build a circuit it's going to work is maybe putting a little bit too much pressure on yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Robert. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.